Romans 6:23, great gospel verse, starts this way. For the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. That's bad news. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but in your heart, who has sinned ever in your life, right? The wages of sin is death. James tells us if you've kept the whole law but stumbled in one point, you're guilty of all of it. That's heavy. And you look through the Bible and it is a story from chapter 3 on, a story of death. You have man created by God good, everything good they needed, and they choose to disobey. They believe the lie of the Satan, of the serpent, that you can be like God and knowing good and evil, determining that for yourself. You make your own rules, autonomy. And they think, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And from then on, it's God said, the day you eat of it, you will surely die. And God clothed them in skins of animals. We know where skins of animals come from, right? It's death. We have God wiping out the entire global community with a flood because of their sins. Their wickedness was great in the earth. We have the Israelites told to go into the promised land and kill everyone. We're like, that is not fair. Because their wickedness has gotten to a point where God says, spare none. They need to be just wiped out. We tend to want to make excuses and say, but that, really? That seems harsh. That seems severe. It's because we don't get this. The wages of sin is death. Romans is such a rich book explaining the gospel. Gospel means good news. And we think, well, that doesn't sound very good. That's bad news. Romans starts out the first three chapters laying out the bad news. He starts out, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And then he unloads and says, you guys are a wreck. And he starts out by saying, look at these bad people in the world. Aren't they terrible? It's like, yeah, they deserve punishment from God. And he says, yeah, and you who are judging them, guess what? You deserve it too. He says, well, what about the Jew, the one with the promises of God? And yeah, although they have the law, they don't keep the law. They're guilty before God. He takes three chapters to establish the guilt of all mankind. And he says in chapter 2, chapter 3, sorry, for by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. He says, whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and that the whole world may be held accountable to God. We tend to want to defend ourselves, to argue, to say, oh, well, but there's so many people that are worse than me. Right? And well, I've done some good things. Doesn't that like help? And God lays this out. He says, it's so that every mouth may be stopped. I have to stand before my Creator and say, yeah, guilty as charged. I'm a rebel against you. I've offended you. My good doesn't outweigh my bad. It doesn't work that way. I understand. I think I'm good. That's pride. That's sin against you. I think that you will bend your standards because I'm so wonderful and you're just going to make allowances for me. I'm dishonoring your character. I'm pretending like you're not really holy. We do that. We do that. And the gospel starts out by saying, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Because we need to understand where we're at. And that's the beauty of the gospel is, I don't think that we can sing like we've been singing this morning and just shout out to the Lord in gratitude for our salvation if we don't even understand what we've been saved from. It's like saved. I don't need to be saved. I'm doing okay. I'm okay. We need to understand what God says about us. What God's word says about us is, you're as guilty as Adam. You're as guilty as the generation of Noah. You're as guilty as the Amorites and the Moabites and all the Ites that lived in the land before the Israelites wiped them out and killed men, women, and children. Well, that's what I deserve before a holy God because I'm a sinner. I'm self-centered. I think it's all about me. It's all about Him. And I'm stealing His glory. We need to feel the weight of our sin. The wages of sin is death. And that death, as we saw in the garden, is not merely physical. You stop breathing, you get buried. It is a separation. Separation from a God who is good. A separation from a God who loves to give good gifts to His children. Separation from a God who loves us. That's what I deserve. But that's the bad news part of the gospel. The gospel, remember, is good news, and that's what we celebrate because Romans 6:23 doesn't stop there. For the wages of sin is death. But, that is a beautiful word in the scripture because it lays out all my junk and it says, but the gift. See, a gift is something I didn't earn. I didn't do anything to merit. It's not because I'm a great person. It's a free gift. It's grace. It is, in fact, I did everything to unearn it, but yet God says, I want to give you a gift. It cost me a lot. I'm giving it to you for free. That's what a gift is, right? It cost me a lot. The gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus says, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. A relationship with a God who loves us. That is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm giving you a gift, God says. It's free for you to receive, but it cost me a lot. I took my only son, God, the second person of the triune God, and sent him to earth as a human being so he could become that sacrificial lamb that would bleed out and be that death that you deserve so that he could give us life and still remain just. That's what Romans 3 says. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to celebrate. Is that worth celebrating? That God gives us a gift like that? We're going to celebrate Jesus paying our price, giving us a gift. Let it sink in the weight of what I deserve so that we can... Jesus said, he who is forgiven much loves much. He told a story, compared some people that, you know, this guy didn't do much and this person did a lot, and who's going to love when their debt gets written off, who's going to love more? Well, the one who's a bigger debt. And you can look around the room and compare and say, well, I think that person, they've done a lot worse things than I have. The reality is we're all guilty before God. We've all rebelled against God. Some of the more subtle things like pride and self-sufficiency, I think, are more of an offense against God than some of the things we think as grosser sins. So we stand all guilty before God. And when you're in that place of owning it, recognizing I've got no hope, you're in a place of receptivity where you can receive the gift. If you're thinking you're still contributing, you can't receive the gift. Allow yourself to be in that place of real, raw honesty before the Lord and say, what I deserve is death. What I deserve is hell for eternity. Because yes, I'm that bad. What I deserve is crucifixion. And yet you sent Jesus to pay my price, so that I could have eternal life, a restored relationship with a God who loves me. We're going to give thanks. We're going to remember together. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're at that place where you know that you have nothing to contribute and it is all what Jesus gives to you through His sacrifice, you're welcome to remember with us. Father, thank you. Thank you that you didn't give up on us. Thank you that you didn't give us what we deserve. Thank you instead that you gave us a substitute, a stand-in to take our punishment. Jesus, who bore our sins in his body on the tree. Help us to treasure this great salvation that we today enjoy, this eternal life, this life lived in relationship with a God who loves us. Thank you, Jesus, for taking our sins out of the way, nailing them to the cross. Thank you, Spirit, for giving us new life to see, to taste, to enjoy the good gifts that you give. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us of the infinite price you paid to rescue us. Thank you. My sin. Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for bearing every sin I ever have committed, every sin I ever will commit, nailing it to your cross, paying the price in full, so that today I can stand in your presence clean, accepted, holy, righteous, the righteousness not my own, but the righteousness of my Lord Jesus, clothing me in the presence of a holy God who loves me. We remember what it cost. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.